everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Flip Flops and People Ops, the show that I wish I would have named something else had I known it would become a thing. They're like, why did you name the podcast what you did? What does it mean? And I'm like, So I'll really quickly tell you, there were two things that it depends on the day and what I say. I say flip flops, like casual, like this show's super easy for someone to just jump in and understand. I don't use a lot of jargon. And if I do, I define it with a metaphor, with cake or like dogs or like planting a tree. So the flip-flops part could literally just be like, we're not wearing closed-toed shoes. Or sometimes I say, you know, my audience is playing HR whack-a-mole all day and it feels like they're just like doing all the things, juggling balls while walking across a tightrope and like their hair's on fire, but it's by design and they're like balancing also a dog with their foot while they're hopping across this, like it just feels kind of crazy. So the flip-flops part is like, you just feel like you're like flipping around like, there's so much to do. The podcast is just what it's called. And actually, a lot of people are like, I just love what your show's called. And they don't ask any questions. And I'm like, good. Don't think too hard about it. This show I created a few years ago, and I'm happy to continue to bring it to you to help you understand how to turn your company into a great place to work. We talk about driving engagement holistically, which really means on this show, we break down your employee experience because the little mini moments that unfold for your teams and your individual employees, getting those moments right with the right software, the right management training, the right experience with your all hands, that's what drives engagement. This show helps you get more like into the literally what do I do and away from the, oh, you need to make sure your employees care deeply about your company. And then we accidentally have cat day and hat day and like think that that's going to move the engagement needle. It's not. It's fine. It's fun. Your employees do like it. That helps drive satisfaction. But this show is all about employee experience. So today I want to talk about when you need to shop for tech because you do need an HR tech stack from your payroll to maybe you need performance management software. Maybe you need project management software, which is making sure teams have tools available to them to get the work done with deadlines and stakeholders. Could be your total rewards and your recognition software when you're ready for that. Could be employee experience software like Workleap. But today I want to talk about avoiding this common mistake if you are shopping for a tool that you're expecting employees to use. And the mistake is not asking employees what it's like without this tool and getting their problem statements. When you have problem statements, you can go shop for tools more accurately. But let me expand on a little bit more what I mean by some of this. For example, you're looking for a performance management tool like Office Vibe. Side note, you know the holy grail is an always on feedback culture, but that's kind of tricky to get to overnight. So when you're shopping for performance management software, you might accidentally just go look for the thing that gives you reporting and the nice things that you need to do your job. And you pick the tool and then you tell employees about it and tell managers about it. And everyone's like, we're using what tool? You just picked a tool that works for you and you're excited about it. And this is why a lot of you sometimes struggle with rollout. And that's a big pain point. You start paying for this expensive thing, but nobody's using it. Before you go shopping and pick a tool, in this performance management example, let's say you need to send a survey to employees and managers. Think about your employees in two buckets, employees and managers, and you need to send a survey to them to figure out what is the pain that they're experiencing because you don't have a tool in place for this. In the example of performance management, you know, managers are the ones giving the performance review. They have different pain than employees who are getting the performance review. So you might want to send different surveys. You don't have to tell them you're going to give them a new tool soon. You just send a survey and had already announced it in your all hands so that people look out for it. You say, hey, my job is to deliver a better employee experience. I'd like to learn more about what it's like to work at our company when you're in this situation. You know, like you ask them really open-ended questions for them to spill their guts. In this example, what you would send to managers is, what's the most frustrating part about giving reviews? How have giving reviews made you feel in the past? Can you describe any bad experience with giving reviews? Then you just sit back and wait for the open-ended responses to come in. For employees, you would ask questions like, what's the most frustrating part about getting a review? How has getting a performance review made you feel in the past? And can you describe any bad experiences about getting a review? You're probably thinking like, but I need them to score something, 1 to 10. How's this gone? Like, no. This is not a time for quantitative data. It's a time for qualitative data, which is like the feelings. When you get this data drove of like raw feedback, don't panic. This is where AI comes into play, and it's free. Go to ChatGPT and say, I just sent a survey to my people managers or my employees, and I'm about to paste their raw feedback. Can you identify the patterns and give me some problem statements that I need to make sure a new software could solve for? This is why I say AI is not coming for your job, but someone who gets better at AI to do their job will outpace you, will run circles around you. This is one of those AI examples I love to give. So ChatGPT, or you can sit there and find the patterns yourself. You'll see pretty clearly, like managers will say, it takes so much time to give performance reviews. I don't know how to give a performance review and I just kind of make it up and it's exhausting. I don't know how to handle an employee when they cry. And employees might tell you, I'm very stressed out leading up toward it. I don't feel like my recognition is being folded in, my wins. It's just the things that haven't gone right or just goals. You're missing the whole picture of who I am and what I bring to the table and to this team. I got all this kudos this year. So you can basically make your shopping list to go look for tech and say, okay, me in HR, I need reporting. I need visibility and I need people to buy in and use this tool. I need rollout to go well. Managers, I need them to feel like they have a templated, guided way of giving these performance reviews because I don't have time to go make sure each one has like what they need or review them before they go out to employees. And I need them to have training or some kind of a tool that maybe has a resource section for managers that's like, here's what you do when they cry. Or, hey, you person in HR, you might need to do a training. If you see like managers aren't prepared to deal with emotions, either hire someone to train on that or go to ChatGPT and be like, write me up a quick outline of a workshop I could do with managers to walk them through different scenarios if an employee gets emotional. Then you go lead the training. Boom, done. You don't have to go research it, make it up. Then you talk about it in your all hands. Like, hey, we sent you a survey recently and we really appreciate the responses that we got. And again, my job is to deliver you a better employee experience and turn this company into a great place to work. We had this much participation. I hope to see 100% one day. Like you're basically rewarding employees for telling you what they think and giving you data. And then other employees who didn't take the survey are like, oh, well, this isn't that bad. I should have taken that survey. I want to contribute next time. Talk about it in your all hands and just say, we heard you. These were some of the statements like in the patterns that we saw. You keep everything anonymous. You don't say, Stacy said this. You say, we saw this a few times that takes a lot of time away from your job. You've had bad experiences in the past where managers didn't talk about the other great things you did. Like, thank you for taking the survey and giving us the insights so that we can do better. Then you go shopping for a tool. You have the punch list of, okay, if I pick a tool that, yes, gives me reporting, but also my people managers, there's a template to lead a better performance review. And to employees, there's a way to fold in their other great work and wins that they do and their other great work and their wins of what they've done in their role. You go to a sales rep and you go get a demo of a better tool that you have to tell the sales rep in email. When you sign up for a demo, you know, a lot of these companies put it behind a form like you want to see it in action. But if you don't guide the conversation, you will be sitting on calls with sales reps who are like, hi, how long have you worked in HR? And they're like awkwardly doing a discovery on you, whether you realize it or not. They're not just usually chit-chatting. They're trying to figure out, are you enterprise? Are you SMB? Do you have budget for this? They're like thinking about making the sale. So they're going to show you all the bells and whistles of a tool and really go deep on something that maybe you don't care about yet. Like, oh, it's got a beautiful UX. You're like, cool, that's great. Do you solve for these things? This is what my employee's biggest pain is. This is what my manager's biggest pains are. And this is what I must have. Can you do these things? You can also save yourself time when you book that demo or, you know, they're like, let's do a discovery call. Respond to the email and say, that sounds great. Before the discovery call, I'd like to know if you can do these things, because if these things can't be addressed, you know, that's fine, but this isn't the right tool for us. You'll like save yourself so many meetings if they're like, oh, we can't fold in any recognition. Like, okay, no problem. Bye. Like, thanks anyway. There are so many tools out there that can do this for you well. You remember Pingboard had the applause feature, employee recognition, and it stays on the employee's profile because it adds color to performance reviews, which is why it's so cool that Workleap purchased us, because now you have Office Vibe that has performance review software. And we are bringing you this big blended platform here pretty soon. But this is what I'm talking about. The software that you need does exist out there. You have to get really good at shopping. So when you do find the tool that hits all the criteria and you get the budget, this is like, again, holy grail. Sometimes that hitting what everyone needs is going to be more expensive. But that's why I say it takes money to drive engagement. And if your CEO doesn't give you budget for tools, then like you can't do your job. When you roll out a new tool to employees in your all hands, because you don't just like send an email and say, start using this new tool. In your all hands, you say, hey, Big announcement. We're super pumped about this. Again, my job is to deliver a better employee experience. Guess what? I found this great tool we're going to start using. Remember that survey we asked a while back? What you didn't like about performance reviews were these things. And we found this tool that we're going to start using. We took all your feedback. We picked a tool that we know is going to work for everybody. And we are so grateful that you were part of the process. Thank you for letting us know what bad looks like, because we really care about what it's like to work here. And so we're rolling out this tool because of you, to help you, to enable and empower all of you to do your best work. Employees then like feel part of the process. They know the tool's coming, you addressed it, and you didn't accidentally pick something that just serves you, and you're reporting stuff that's also super important. And then when it comes time to roll the tool out, you're like, hey, remember that tool? We're rolling it out. You send a survey and you're like, how's the tool going? Is it working? Don't be scared if you picked the wrong tool. This might take time depending on what kind of tool you picked for what use case. But I've also seen at a company, we picked the wrong tool. The employees were like, no. And we were like, got it. 10-4. You don't survey employees and have them tell you their feelings and then you tell them their feelings are wrong or bad. That's not going to drive engagement. We told them that this tool was not working in the way that we thought it could or would, and it was creating a lot of manual work. And so we dumped it and we found a different tool. And do you know like how engaged we were at that company? Like, mistakes happen with tools. Yeah, it's expensive, but it's also expensive to force a tool on employees that doesn't solve for them and they're part of using it to get you the data for your reports. They're going to be the ones that need to log into it to do the thing. Does it meet them in the tools that they're already in? Like, you need employees to be bought into the experience of this new tool and have a better chance of picking the right tool. For certain scenarios, I want to challenge you to think like to break out your employees between managers and employees to get the different perspectives. If it's something like performance review software or project management software, like what's the pain for people managers in project management? Theirs is probably more visibility, staying on track, OKRs. Employees are probably like, I just need to know what's due when, so it stops being a fire drill, because everything is like loosey-goosey and everything's due all the time. And if we could just get organized and have nudges in email from this tool rather than meetings where everyone's like panicked about how behind we are, those are different stories to tell to a sales rep who can give you a much more guided demo and tell you in writing if the tool will meet those needs before you even take the demo. Now, after you listen to this episode, I don't want you to think you go survey your employees and say things like, what do you want in a performance management tool? Because they're not going to know. They don't know how to describe to you what they want. You take their pain statements and they say, as long as I don't experience this feeling in this situation, I'm good. They're not going to say, I want a performance management tool that also folds in my wins that were properly recorded. They're like, I don't know performance management software. I don't know, just something that's not traumatizing. Go get the emotional statements and then go to the sales rep and say, what features do you have that map to solving for this? Don't ask employees what features they want. They don't know. I hope you see now maybe how you have shopped in the past for technology that affects everyone, but it only serves your needs. And maybe if you've wondered why rollout didn't go well, buy-in and like getting people logged in and using the tool wasn't great. It's because you kind of thrusted a tool on them and hoped it would solve their problems too, but like you were just like, do it. It's not how it works. Fold employees into the process, thank them for giving you their version of literal hell on earth if the tool doesn't fix this, and then you're gonna drive engagement even if you pick the wrong tool because you asked the employees what they thought and you tried to deliver on it. Employees are always looking for effort, not perfection, okay? If you're shopping for tech right now, I'd love for you to find me on LinkedIn and just tell me what you're looking for, because I'm always curious where people are at in their tech stack and I have other questions. You know, I'm not going to sell you anything. I really am doing research of what other tools do you have and like, why are you picking this one? And I'm not going to challenge you. I'm actually trying to learn in what order. I have a general idea and this episode's coming soon, but what parts of your tech stack to get when and what happens if you buy something before you're ready for it and it's expensive and all that jazz. So find me on LinkedIn. My link is in the show notes and I would love to talk to you there. And thanks for listening. You can drive engagement. It is hard, but it is not impossible. And listening to this show and filling your feed with other HR thought leaders is the best way to expose yourself to new ideas that are going to move the engagement needle at your company, okay? I see you. I see how much you care and how hard you work. That's definitely important to tell you too. I think you're doing a great job and I'm really glad that you're a listener. If you want to leave us a review, that would be awesome too. Let me know if this show's benefited you and what your favorite episodes have been. All right, I'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.